Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aretha bringing us back. Welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Stanton. John L. Stanton is the name of the book, The Rules, Winning Marketing Strategies, co-authored by Richard George. Also, Precision Target Marketing. Also, Success Leaves Clues. Also, Delight Me, The 10 Commandments of Customer Service. You get in the picture. Very prolific writer, he and his co-authors on customer care, taking care of customers, loving them up. JohnLStanton.com is the website. You can find the books wherever books are sold. John is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the power of loving up your customers. I've got to where I don't even want to say customer service anymore, John.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like, or even customer care, I'm not sure people know what that means. I actually think we have to go farther than that and say things like love up your customers. I mean, something because what I don't understand, what I'm having a hard time with, is why is it so hard to look people in the eye and to say thank you? Why is that harder than here you go?
You know, I have a feeling about that. Some people get their job defined in terms of these actions that people have to take. If we're thinking about retail, it's how to work the cash register, how to do this, how to do that. And if you own the business, you really don't think, oh, I guess I have to stop and tell people how to smile and say hello and stuff like that. It's like, there's all these technical things. How do you put the trash out, et cetera? Mm-hmm. And one of the things they forget is that they've got to tell people how you want that employee to treat the customer. And there's a convenience store in our area that's usually ranked the number one in the country. And it's called, a strange name, Jim. It's called Wawa. Yes, W-A-W-A. It's an old Indian word. But one of the things they do, they bring in these new employees, and they start off right away talking about how important the customer is. And they explain to them, if customers don't come to our store, we don't have business, you don't have a job, and here's how we want you to treat people, and it goes on and on, maybe for 2 hours. And then they say, well, I guess that's everything you need to know. I guess we had 2 days here for training, but so then someone raises their hand and say, shouldn't we know how to work the cash register?
Huh.
Oh, of course, that's part of it. I mean, it's trying to give these new people the sense that the most important thing they do is to greet the customer and serve the customer.
But most of the time you walk into these places and it's like you're an annoyance. You're interfering with them.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm going to tell you a quick story, and I've said this on the show before, but I'm going to tell it again. There's a restaurant that I frequent at least once a week, and I know all the waitresses and waiters there. And there was, and a couple of 3 years ago, one of the ladies waiting on me said, no problem, which anybody who knows me knows how much I hate that.
I hate that, yeah.
Because I wrote an article, folks, look it up on my website. No problem is a problem.
Yes.
And so she kept saying no problem, and I said, Crystal, do me a favor. Don't say no problem to me anymore. Oh, really? And I said, yes. I said, either say you're welcome or it's my pleasure or thank you, but don't say no problem. And I said, I'm gonna give you an exercise. If you'll try that with other people, I bet your tips will go up. And she thought, she's a pro. I was really impressed. She took it to heart. She came back to me in a month and said, you're right.
Yeah.
I quit saying no problem, and I started making more money.
Yeah.
And you know what? In that entire restaurant, and I haven't talked to one other person about it, that entire restaurant, almost nobody ever says it anymore.
But see, that's exactly my point, is whoever ran that restaurant never took the time to explain to people how to interact with the customer. You know, no problem if you and I are sitting at a bar someplace and I say, hey, Jim, get me some peanuts. You're going to say, no problem. I mean, that's okay.
No, it's not. Not for me. I hate it.
Yeah. What I mean is there's...
I'm going to say, here's your damn peanuts or something like that.
There's what I call, what I tell my students is there's business talk and there's talk that you can have personally in a bar or,
yeah,
you know, in a party or something like that. But when you're working, you're working. And it's not like, you know, we're at a party someplace and you just happen to be delivering food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take a look at the best. I always think, you know, success leaves clues. Take a look at the best. What do they say at Ritz-Carlton? It's my pleasure.
That's what they say.
It's my pleasure.
Well, but here's the incongruity of a lot of this. You show up with a problem, or you call somebody with a problem, and as they're helping you, when they put you on hold, they'll say, no problem.
Yeah.
And I say, time out. There actually is a problem.
Yeah. Well, the joke of it is, I bet they just hate it when you come in because they know they're...
But what do you see when you're in other countries? Do you see, when we come back, I'm going to get you to compare and contrast what you see in other countries.
Sure.
With the United States, because you're an international traveler. John L. Stanton, STANTON.com is the website. The books are Delight Me, Precision Target Marketing, The Rules, Winning Marketing Strategy. It's the Ten Commandments there. So check all those out by John Stanton. He and I will be right back. Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.